For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's 107.3 Kiss FM, Ricky Smiley Mornings at number one for R&B. It's the King of some Media, Mel's on the MIC, with a very special guest joining me on the phone line right now. She is the executive director of Southern Black Girls, which is a consortium and a collective of black women in philanthropy and activism and girls' work. Her name is Malika Berry Rogers. Malika, how are you today?
I am doing well. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Now, tell the good folks on my phone line today, on the show today, about the Southern Black Girls and the consortium and what you guys do.
We are a grant making and movement building organization. We fund black girls and women in the South. We recognize that while others may have forgotten us, we needed to focus in on us. Our work was powered by four powerful women in philanthropy who recognize that there's just not enough money that is focused on black girls and women. And when you compare it against what we have delivered and given to this, to the South and to the nation, we needed more to do more. And so we are here to fund underfunded black women-led organizations that in the South, in 13 states in the South, including Texas.
And why do you think that is? Why are black women getting the short end of the deal on a lot of these grants and money situations?
You know, a few years ago, there was a study done that revealed that nearly $5 billion allocated to the South, black girls and women receive less than 1%. And women generally received probably about 6% of that $1 billion. And so I think there's a couple of things going on here. The South has been disinvested in over generations. The South is not receiving the same amount of money as other areas of the country. Mm-hmm. Women receive less funding, and black women receive less funding than women. And so we are at the nexus. I think, you know, we all know this term, intergenerational, right? We are at the nexus of things where, of spaces where that have been disinvested in. And so we are struggling to make ourselves heard. So narrative shift is a part of our work. We are struggling to make sure that we can take care of our homes and our communities and each other. So we are funding to kind of address some of that generational disinvestment, and then to find out what we are doing as black women and girls in the South that is phenomenal, that we need to replicate and make stronger. So we're doing it from two different things. We're doing it from a position of, you know, recognizing that funding hasn't been here and making sure we take care of each other, but always doing it from a place of joy and funding dreams. What we decided was we were going to fund deficits. We were going to fund the things that actually catapult us to our future. So that is funding joy and funding dreams. And that's what we name our grant opportunities, joy and dreams.
And speaking of joy, you guys just got done working on something called the Black Girl Joy Challenge, where you guys work with Megan Thee Stallion, of among other people, and several other organizations to sort of celebrate black girls and their joy and the businesses and the organizations that they've created. Can you tell the folks a little bit about that challenge? Because you guys just got done wrapping that up.
Absolutely. We have been an incredible couple of years partnership with the Pete and Thomas Foundation. They are incredible partners. And one of the things that Megan Thee Stallion wanted and Southern Black Girls wanted is understanding that Black girls' mental health is important. We watched Meg figure out how to do that for herself. And as she did it for us live on Instagram, we learned how to do it as well. And so she wanted to say, if Black girls had a chance to learn to use joy as a mental health practice, what might be better for them? What might they be able to accomplish if they didn't have to work so hard to maintain their mental health? So we came together to kind of do this Black Girl Joy Challenge. And this year we will award another 100 girls Black Girl Joy Challenges. And to do that, what we ask girls to do and young women are to tell us, what is your idea for Black Girl Joy that helps you maintain your mental health? Some girls say it's running and jogging. Some girls say it's journaling with their friends. Other young women do yoga. Some people do meditation retreats. What is your idea for that brings you joy and helps you maintain your mental health? How might you share that joy with others in your community? And then how would you spend $550 if you were awarded that to make that joy possible? Another group of wonderful young women then review these applications and say, girl, I see you. I understand why you need that. And they fund those grants. It is an incredible conversation between Black women, young Black women and girls across the South to see each other and fund each other's dreams.
That's beautiful, man. It's a beautiful thing to hear. Once again, I'm on the phone with the executive director of Southern Black Girls and Women's Consortium, Malika. She is busy out here trying to get folks to know more about the Southern Black Girls and Women's Consortium. And if folks want to get more details about the organization, how can they follow you guys?
You can follow us at southernblackgirls.org, where you can find out more about us, but also find us on Facebook and Instagram at southernblackgirls.org, and you can find us on Twitter at Black Girls Dream.
No doubt. Once again, Malika Berry Rogers giving us details about the Southern Black Girls and Women's Consortium. And one more question, I guess. If we got some ladies here in East Texas that are interested in trying to acquire some of these grants and some of this funding, how can they get in contact with you guys? Or what do they need to know as far as what kind of business do they need to have, or what kind of organization do they need to have to be able to get some backing from you guys?
So I'll tell you that we are just about to open up our largest grant cycle called Black Girls Dream Fund. And we fund Black woman-led organizations in the South to make sure that they can do their work. We are a capacity-building funder. So check us out. Look at us at toward the end of the month. This is our grant-making season. So this is when we turn around and we look to each other to make sure that we're okay. So check out southernblackgirls.org. Look at our Instagram and our Facebook page and our Twitter feed, because we're going to be promoting in the next couple of days how you can apply for a Black Girl Dream fund.
No doubt. So keep your eyes on that, folks. Ladies, pay attention now. I'm telling you, this is some good information that you need to know about, and we'll make sure you get more info about Southern Black Girls and Women's Consortium on our website at 1073kissfmtexas.com and also inside the Kiss app. But Malika Berry Rogers, the executive director of Southern Black Girls, thank you so much for giving us some of your time and giving us some information. This is very important information for my listeners, and they definitely need this need the help.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it. And we love Texas. We're so happy to be on the air with you.
No doubt. We're glad you're doing the work in Texas. We really do appreciate it. What all states, once again, are you guys working in?
We are in 13 states. We are all across the South. So we are from Alabama to Kentucky to Louisiana, Mississippi, back over to Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia. You name it, we're in the 13 states in the South, really. And so we really, Texas is our newest state. And, you know, Meg and Pete and Thomas really helped us find partnerships and relationships in Texas. So we really want to be able to do good by you all and find new organizations in Texas. So please come find us and tell us about yourself.
No doubt. Please do that. Let's get them rolling out here in Texas and start uplifting some of our ladies and our organizations out here, especially in East Texas, most definitely. But once again, Malika, thank you so much for your time, and I really do appreciate it.
Thank you.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.